Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Tom Beaudet has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Amy Dickinson and Paula Poundstone are tied for second. They both have 2 points each.
Ooh. All right. All right, we flipped a coin, and Amy has decided to go second, so Paula, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in that blank. Accused of using campaign funds to hide his mistress, former presidential candidate blank went on trial this week.
Oh, my heavens. Edwards.
Yes, John Edwards. The Justice Department arrested a former BP engineer on Tuesday for destroying text messages that detailed the blank.
The blow-up of the oil rig.
Right, the Gulf oil spill. On Wednesday, Connecticut became the 17th state to abolish the blank.
The death penalty.
Yes. According to a report from the Pew Hispanic Center, for the first time since the Great Depression, more blanks are leaving the U.S. than coming in.
Mexicans.
Yes, because they are kindred spirits, the village of Dull, England, has announced plans to forge a partnership with the town of Blank, Oregon.
Oh, boring.
Yes, boring Oregon. A soccer ball found in Alaska this week was traced back to a Japanese teenager who lost it during last year's blank.
Tsunami.
Right. This week, People magazine picked singer Blank as 2012's most beautiful woman.
Beyonce.
Right. A New York woman is suing her boss for firing her not long after she blanked.
Donated a kidney to her.
Yes, donated a kidney to save her boss's life. Debbie Stevens' boss needed a kidney, so Stevens donated her own kidney to a stranger so her boss could get one in exchange. Then the boss fired her. Stevens is suing, but her boss defended herself, saying, yeah, sure, the kidney is nice, but could she maybe have donated a little extra effort on the spreadsheet, huh? Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had a perfect round, Peter. 8 correct answers, 16 more points. She now has 18 points and the lead.
You got everyone right.
On fire.
Yeah.
That may not have ever happened before. That was really impressive. All right. Amy, you're up next. Fill in the blank. This week, the biggest spring nor'easter since 1928 dumped up to 2 feet of blank in some areas of New England.
Snow.
Yes. This week, the Supreme Court heard testimony regarding Arizona's controversial blank law.
Immigration.
Yes. This week, South Korea and China warned that there would be consequences if blank goes ahead with its planned nuclear test.
North Korea.
Right. The Justice Department opened a probe this week into allegations of bribery by blank in Mexico.
Walmart.
Right. An Idaho man is facing felony assault charges after forcing another man to blank.
Oh, he forced him. He had a pelican. He had a moonwalk.
Yes, to do the moonwalk. On Monday, Rudy Giuliani endorsed Republican presidential candidate blank.
Mitt Romney?
Yes. Help me. Last weekend, Chicago White Sox pitcher Phil Humber pitched the 21st blank in baseball history.
Perfect game.
Yes, indeed. 27 up, 27 down. A Scottish Coast Guard pilot was suspended this week after using his rescue helicopter to blank.
To buzz his old high school.
No. Use it to go pick up steaks from his favorite butcher. The Coast Guard crew had just finished a training exercise, decided to swing by the Orkney Islands to pick up some steaks for dinner, because, you know, they were in the area, and they had a helicopter. The Shetland Coast Guard has suspended the pilot and says the shopping trip was completely unacceptable because he forgot the beer. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. She now has 16 points, but Paula maintains the lead with 18.
All right. Paula is dominant. So how many, then, does Tom need to win?
7 to tie, 8 to win outright.
Oh, man. It's going to be tough. Here we go, Tom.
It's a nail-biter.
For the game, Tom, fill in the blank. A retailer in South Korea has suspended the sale of U.S. beef after blank was confirmed in California.
Mad cow.
Right. 2 current and 2 former Transportation Security Administration screeners at LAX were charged with blank on Wednesday.
Drug smuggling.
Yes. Rupert Murdoch admitted Thursday that his company had been involved in a cover-up over the blank scandal.
The phone tapping.
Right. Police in Romania pulled over a naked woman riding a motorcycle and issued her a ticket for blanking.
Being naked riding a motorcycle.
No, that was fine, but she was doing it without a helmet. That was not fine. Intellectual property concerns emerged after online search engine blank released its new online storage service.
Google.
Right. In a medical first this week, blank was re-donated and transplanted for a second time.
Oh, the lady's boss's kidney was given
it
back.
It wasn't hers. It was a kidney, not hers. When asked if he sent a topless photo of himself to a court employee, a Detroit area judge said blank.
I'm guilty.
I'm going to give it to you. That's what he said. But what he really said was, hot dog, yep, that's me. No shame to my game. Becoming My hero, Wayne County Judge Wade McCree, as your writ of habeas corpus right here, ladies, speaking to reporters this week, he downplayed the fact that he had sent half-naked pictures of himself to female court employees. He's saying, hey, I'm shirtless at the YMCA every day when I go swimming. And then, this is true, he offered reporters a free show, saying, you can always get that here and now. Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
He needed 7 to tie, but Tom had just 6 correct.
Oh, my God, so
with 18 points, Paula Poundstone is this week's champion.
It's a historic event.
Yes, it is.